Is Derrick Henry still the man? Is Ryan Tannehill's job at stake? Will the Titans win the division again? You're about to find out. All right, welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your co-host, as always, Josh Bandy. And as always with me is your boy, Trey Burris.
What's up?
Yeah, there he is. We're doing the Tennessee Titans this week. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
You want to go ahead and just jump right in, Trey?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. All right, so we're starting week one, New York Giants. What do you got? You got a win, a loss? What are you thinking?
So Daniel Jones is the New York Giants quarterback. He's not a bad quarterback. I don't think that. I don't think he's a good quarterback.
Huh. Yeah.
They're in a kind of a building, like, you know, they're trying to build and everything like that. I don't think they're really like ready to compete. Mm-hmm. So I do have Tennessee taking the big W.
I also have them taking the win. I just don't think Daniel Jones is that guy. I mean, if there was ever a time to prove it, I mean, he's been proving it for 2 years now. This is his last year to prove something. You remember a few years, I think it was the year before last. You remember he took off in that game and
Yes, bro. It's my favorite play of Daniel Jones because it's the only good one he ever did.
Well, he's running. He's almost there. And then homeboy tripped.
Yeah. Tripped over air. But hey, he was flying, bro.
He had speed, man. He was so excited. He's like, I'm going to get a touchdown. No, you ain't. What about Saquon? Is Saquon Barkley going to have any fantasy relevance this year?
Relevance? Sure. Mm. Top 10 running back? Don't think so. Mm.
Yeah, I've got him as like a top 15 running back, something like that.
I think he'd be lucky to get 20.
Really? Really? Mm. I think Saquon's going to surprise you. He's had a year out of his injury to get better. I grabbed him up last year. I got him in a late round, but I grabbed him up last year and he had a game or two where he did something for me, but he was a bench setter most of the year for me last year.
I will say during the draft, I'm not going to take him anywhere before the fifth round.
No. I mean, if he's still floating around in like 12, maybe I'll snag him up, but
that's rough, man. That's rough.
I'm just saying if he's there, you know, I'll take him. You know, I don't know, but if he's there. All right, now we're going to week two with Buffalo. Hey, Josh Allen is the man over there, bro.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think he needs a little time to warm up a little bit. I actually am. I'm giving Tennessee the win on this one.
Oh wow, I like that. I actually have Tennessee taking the L against Buffalo, mostly just because of all the rookies that you know, the Treylon Burks and everything like that, getting their first couple games, having jitters and everything against an elite team like Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I feel like it's just going to be a little rough on them.
Yeah, but, get a little time to warm up. No, I get that, but I think Derrick Henry's going to run the rock and. I think Tannehill really took some time this season to reflect on his life. And now they got Malik Willis behind him. He's getting a little scared. So he better
maybe,
do something.
Maybe. I want to see what Gabe Dave does this year, man. Gabriel Davis, I really like he stepped it up so strong at the end of last season. And I really want to see how he performs this year.
He was a beast in that game, bro. I still can't believe that they lost that game. 13 seconds, Patrick Mahomes. Are you serious? Come on. Crazy. Also, James Cook, Dalvin's little brother, going to hit it.
Yes, sir.
I cannot wait to see him. You going to draft him or what? What are you thinking?
Dude, if he's there in the later rounds, I'm going to put him on my bench at least, bro. I have to. Like, I've had his brother so many years, and I'm just like, who knows?
Being a rookie, you know, maybe people won't realize it, but don't forget I'm in your league, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they've talked about him possibly being the starter over there in Buffalo. They haven't really decided.
Singletary. I mean, he started pick up a little bit last year, but Singletary's not the guy, man. I mean, maybe. I know that Buffalo's defense is probably going to be better this year. I mean, each year they keep getting better. But I still think it's going to be one of those games where the Titans take the win.
Heard that.
Yeah. All right, we're moving on to week three with the Raiders. What do you think?
So, I'm really excited to watch Derek Carr and Devontae Adams this year.
Oh, I know.
One of the greatest combos I'm looking forward to.
I know. But Go ahead.
I do have them losing to the Tennessee Titans and Titans taking the dub home.
I got the Raiders taking the L also.
Nice.
Yep, Devontae Adams.
I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, I do too. But it is week three. Derek Carr and Adams chemistry. I mean, they're buddies, right? They know each other already. So maybe they already got chemistry. Man, they need to be going to barbecues. They need to be go hanging out if they want to do anything this year. Are you going to take Derek Carr this year like you do every year?
I probably will if he's like as my third quarterback, if he's still out there. That's normally my go-to at number three, like when I'm putting like a quarterback on my bench just in case. I'm like, hey, Derek Carr, baby, might throw 400 yards, might throw five interceptions. You never really know.
Might get something good for him later in the season from Josh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. Going to week four with the Colts. Colts and the Titans is kind of a battle they got going on every year.
It's, you know, they got Matt Ryan at QB, which honestly is kind of scary to me.
Me too.
Even though, you know, Matt Ryan hasn't had any really great years recently at Atlanta, but just, you know, a fresh team and he's still a good quarterback. And
yep.
It really worries me with all the, you know, Pittman Jr. and everybody that they got over there. I actually went back and forth and back and forth on this game when I was like, win, loss. And I ended up giving the Colts the W on this one.
Really, really? I give the Titans the win on this one.
Nice.
Yeah, the Titans actually, with Matty Ice with a good old line, I think is going to be good. If he gets protection, I think he'll be all right. I think Pittman's going to break out this year. I think this is the year. The Colts also just signed Nick Foles to be the backup. Did you hear about that?
I did not. Nothing, I really care.
Well, I know some people in Philly that love them some Saint Nick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got a statue of him, man. You know that? In Philly, they got a statue outside the Foles stadium. Yes.
Hell, it says,
you want Philly? And he's like.
I think we're burying the lead a little bit here, though. What about Jonathan Taylor?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jonathan Taylor. I might take him number one. I don't know. I'm going back and forth between him and Derrick Henry, honestly.
I'm just thinking that triple threat between Pittman Jr., Matt Ryan, and Jonathan Taylor is going to be a lot. Like, people are, I think, sleeping on that a little bit.
I do know having Derrick Henry the past couple years, him against the Colts never really works out good for me. Every time they play the Colts, it just seems like he doesn't really do that great. Yeah. But, I still got the Colts taking the L and the Titans taking the win. Going on to week five, the Washington Commanders, apparently.
Oh, they have a team. That's awesome.
I know. What do you think of that? Commanders.
Man, it's better than the football team.
I don't know, man. I guess I'm kind of getting used to the football team. Commanders just cringe, bro. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Anyway.
Even Comrades, you know, I think that's pretty cool. But like,
Commanders. Hey. Yeah, I get it. Washington Commanders, Commander in Chief. Okay, I get it. But it's just not cool to me. I thought you sent me that thing last in the off season, check it out.
It was like a month before they announced it.
It was like, oh, screenshots of what they're going to be named. And I'm like, oh, this is bullshit. This isn't right. Yeah. Sure enough, Washington Commanders. Anyway. Carson Wentz, new starting quarterback of the Commanders. Walk it to me, Wentz. Whatever happened to Heinicke? I liked Heinicke.
I do like Heinicke, yeah.
I actually started him
once or twice.
I had him last year a few times. I threw him in there, dude. I have nobody else. He had his moments. I don't know. What you got? Who you got for this game?
I got Titans with the dub pretty easily.
Oh, yeah, I see. I've actually got Commanders taking the W.
What?
I think
Carson Wentz at the Commanders.
Yeah, JD McKissick. Yeah, I'm thinking it's one of those games you're going to be like, what? How did that happen? But it's going to happen. Mark my words.
We'll see. I'd be upset.
I know. But what about last year? The Bills lost to the Jags. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then they also lost to the Patriots, who I didn't think was great last year. And the Jets, even. When they lost to the Jets, that was really what was like.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, week six, they got, I think, the earliest bye of the league. Week six bye. That's super early. That's a
pretty early bye.
It is early. I don't like that at all. I feel like they're just getting their groove and then boom, take a break. But who knows? You know, maybe it'll be good for them. So then we go back to the Colts again. Playing the Colts again. So I had the Colts taking the L in week four. Now I got them taking the dub.
Well, see, that's, I have them taking the Colts taking the dub in week four, and I have them taking the L in week seven.
Yeah, I don't see nobody winning out against them. You know what I mean? I think it's going to go either way. I think it could go either way, honestly.
Right. 1-1 for sure.
Yep, exactly. And then we're moving on to week seven, Houston.
Yeah. Houston Texans with Davis Mills.
Mm-hmm. Davis Mills. Hey, he surprised me last year. I kept looking at his fantasy points. I'm like, what is he doing? And then I'm like, maybe I'll grab him up. Maybe I'll grab him up. And then I start him. And then he don't do nothing, bro.
Yeah.
He's one of them. You know what I mean? Like, you don't play good when you need him to. You know what I mean?
He plays better on the bench.
Yeah, well, that don't help me at all. All right. And I, of course, I got the Titans taking the W on that one.
As do I.
I like Davis Mills. He impressed me, but I'm not sure if he's the guy yet. We'll find out, though. We'll find out.
I just think they're rebuilding down there, man. They just got too much. They're just now got Deshaun Watson off their backs with all the drama and all that. And they're just like, you know what? Just chill out for a year. Let's just play some games, try to win some games and have fun. And we'll work on our team.
Yep. Houston is a mess. Let's
get some money, get some picks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Houston's a mess. I can't name six players from Houston.
No, I can't either.
That's sad, bro. Oh, man. Anyway. No more talking about Houston. Let's move on to week eight with the Chiefs.
Yes, sir.
No Tyreek. They might be trying to figure out who they are again, but I think they're going to figure it out. And they'll take the L from the Chiefs.
Damn. So actually, I have them taking the W over the Chiefs. The reason why I say that is last year when they played the Chiefs, the score was, do you remember it? 27-3.
Chiefs?
That was with Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know.
All defense, baby. And now they ain't even got Tyreek Hill, baby. It's just going to be a defensive game, low scoring. Henry's going to run it down their throats, and we're going home.
Well, they do still have Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, and they just picked up Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, he's a maniac.
I'm just waiting to see Juju and Mahomes' brother on the sideline doing TikToks. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, going to week nine, Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson. Will he have some things figured out by week nine?
I'm actually going to try to go to this game.
Oh, nice.
It's at Tennessee, and it's Russell Wilson, who's my boy, versus Tennessee Titans, who's my team.
So I
really want to see. I don't even care who wins. I just want to see it, you know, everybody play it out. I do have Tennessee taking the W, though. It's at home in Tennessee, and I do have them. I don't think – people are saying that Russell Wilson might be, like, just totally crazy and take them all the way to the Super Bowl. I think he needs a year.
Yeah, I don't know. I also have them taking the W from Denver. I don't know. Maybe Russell be cooking by then. I don't know. Still kind of up in the air. I need to see a little more before I can say that the Broncos are going to win. I think the Titans got this one. All right, going on to the Packers. Packers. Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers, just so you know, and he'll be fine. Not that I'm a big Aaron Rodgers supporter or fan. I think he's kind of a douche.
So this is the second schedule we've done. Mm-hmm. And I had Tampa Bay taking the win over Green Bay. And I also have Tennessee taking the win over Green Bay. So I wonder when Green Bay is going to get a win. But
they'll get a couple, man.
They'll have to get a couple. They got Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they got Christian Watson, right? He's the new rookie wide receiver they picked up there. By week 10, they should have something figured out, right? Maybe I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be fine. I'm not happy about it. I don't think he's going to win another MVP this year, but I think he's going to be fine. But Titans going to take the dub on him.
Hey, there we go.
All right, going to week 11 with the Bengals, Joey.
The divisional rematch.
Hey, that's going to be a good one, man. I can't wait. Hopefully they picked up, they got an offensive line. They took one from us. So maybe Joey Burr won't be getting sacked, 70 times this year?
Yeah, it was 8 or 9 in that game, right?
It was
by Tennessee. Yes. And they still won, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. And the defense was on point that game. Yeah. Defense was like that whole game for them.
I think Tannehill threw like 3 interceptions, though. I think that had a lot.
Vintage Tannehill.
And Derrick Henry was hurt. And he was trying to do his thing. And so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was hard to watch. He should have just sat. But I get it. You know, hopefully he'll be healed up. And Henry is scaring me, man. I don't know what it is, but I just got this feeling in the back of my mind like Henry is not going to be Henry next year. I hope I'm wrong.
I think he'll be doing the same. I think he's just needed a little bit of time to heal, but we'll see.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I just got like last I seen of him in my head, stuck in my head. Yeah. And it's bothering me. But
recency bias. Yeah,
exactly. Henry is my guy, though. You know that.
So, yeah,
he's been my first round pick the first 2 years, last 2 years.
We'll see who gets first round pick this year.
it's a toss up, bro. It's a toss up.
Yes, sir.
But somebody's going to take both of our guys, and we're going to be sitting back with the 8th and 9th pick. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
But you know what? Chase, I think, will be better this year. Don't forget about Tyler Boyd over there. I mean, they've got some great receivers, and Joey Burr is kind of the man. I mean, could you believe the Bengals were in the Super Bowl last year?
I don't think anybody would believe it.
Exactly. So people in Cincinnati didn't believe it. That's their team. But that being said, I got them taking an L to the Bengals.
Nice. I have them taking the W with the revenge match from the divisional. I think remember we talked about Tannehill went and got counseling after that game? I think he's ready to come back and tear it up.
I just watched the games, and when the Bucks lost, I needed some time. I was like, I'm done with football. I need a break. But, you know, it was on next week, and I was watching it next week.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just felt mentally drained after that.
Oh, yeah, because you got to get into it, bro, especially the playoff games, bro. It's like you're on the field, and you're like, give him the ball.
Oh, dude, yeah. My girl is just like, calm down. I'm like, I can't. Oh man, it gets to me. Maybe I just care too much, you know what I mean? All right, going to week 12, the Eagles. Eagles are looking kind of scary this year, man. AJ Brown's over there, but Jalen Hurts, is he the guy? I don't know.
What do you think? Hot take, no, he's not.
Jalen Hurts is not the guy.
I believe that he will not be the starter next year for the Eagles.
You don't think Jalen Hurts will be the starter next year? Why?
They're going to trade him. He's going to have a horrible year. The team is going to do terrible. I don't even think they go positive.
Oof. Oh, no, man. That is a hot take. That is a hot take. Does AJ Brown's stats decline?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that Jalen Hurts will still be a good fantasy quarterback. Don't get me wrong there.
Yeah.
I just think it won't perform on the field like it should.
Yeah. Only thing is about Jalen Hurts is he doesn't throw guys open. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't say, my guy's going to be over there and I'm going to throw the ball over there because that's where I know he's going to be. He just waits till he sees him open, then he throws. I mean, a great quarterback in the NFL, they need to know what's going to happen rather than what is happening, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got him taking the dub on the Eagles.
I do too.
Yep. And AJ Brown crying on the sideline.
There you go.
And your boy Treylon Burks.
In the end zone.
Exactly. All right, let's move it to week 13, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I will say this. Last year with the Jaguars was ridiculous. Doug Peterson is a way better coach, and he trusts his players to do what needs to be done.
hopefully he's not hanging out in any bars anytime soon.
Yeah, old friggin' dirtbag Urban Meyer over there kicking kickers and whatnot. What was wrong with that guy, man? Oh, terrible.
Did you see I think it was the Chargers or the Bills won. I'm not sure. But at the schedule release party, they had like a little anime video that they put on.
No.
That was their schedule, and they made fun of like every team, like quick flashes or whatever. And they had Urban Meyer in the bar smoking a cigarette when they were playing the Jaguars, releasing the Jaguars. I was like, that's hilarious.
That is great. That is great. Just kicking it. No pun intended. I do think the Jaguars are going to take a big step up this year, but are they going to be playoff team? I don't know. We'll see. I've got them taking the dub against the Jaguars.
Yeah, I do too as well. I also think that the Jaguars, I don't think that they'll be in the bottom four like they were this year.
Yeah.
I think they'll move up into the next four, and that's about it.
All right, going to week 14 with the Chargers. Justin Herbert is the man. Do you agree?
I agree. Yeah, I do agree.
He is. Keenan Allen is ridiculous. The Chargers have stepped it up this year. Like, they picked up J.C. Jackson from the Patriots. I mean, they've been making moves. They are ready to win now.
And you got my boy Austin Eckler over there too, baby.
Oh yeah, he is awesome. He's all over everywhere, man.
I seen him at the draft. I did not realize he was that short, bro.
Dude's a tank. He picks
up so many points for me on my fantasy team every week, and I would just watch him on television run through people. And then I seen him on the draft stage. I said, bro, he's little.
Hey, bro, he's a tank, bro.
Oh, he's swelled up. Yeah, he's
He's everywhere, man. I saw him. He's on Twitch. He's doing fan-controlled football. Have you seen any of that fan-controlled football that they're doing?
I've heard a little bit about it, but nothing, like, too crazy.
So it's pretty much – my thought was, like, somebody was like, what if we could do football, but, you know, we're the coach and we call the plays? And I believe that's what it is. It's like, okay, for my computer, I call the plays for what my team does and stuff like that. I saw Eckler. He was calling the plays, man. I saw him celebrating on his Twitch. He's a good dude. He's a good dude. But I do have the Chargers taking the L.
You have them taking the L?
Yeah. Titans going to win that one.
I got the Chargers winning that.
Really?
I do. Mm. But I will say, though, that Austin Eckler's touchdowns that he had last year, that's going to decrease this year. I think he'll have less touchdowns because almost the yardage versus touchdowns was so dramatic that I don't think he can keep that consistency. They basically just anytime they were in the within the five-yard line, they gave the ball to Eckler. And they might do that again, but I just, are they going to get there that many times and how that's going to work?
He's slippery, dude. He is slippery. He's good. I like some Austin Eckler.
He's got an injury history too, though.
Yeah, he does.
So you need to pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm. Man, you had like all the good running backs last year, man.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, Austin Eckler, Dalvin Cook. Does it matter if I name anybody else?
No doubt. Dude, it was brutal.
Debo Samuel, if you want to consider him a running back, I had him too.
Yeah. Ridiculous. All right, let's go to week 15. Houston Texans taking the win. I got them taking the win.
We did lose to the Texans last year, and I have them both winning both this year. I just think that the Texans aren't going to be the same team that they were last year, but the Tennessee isn't going to be either. And I just think that last year was a fluke, and this year they're just going to take the dubs.
Yeah, I agree. They're going to sweep Houston. Davis Mills needs a little more time. They need more time to build over there in Houston. For sure. I know the Texans fans are very loyal, so just hold on. You know what I mean?
Keep holding on.
Yeah. All right, week 17 going the Jags again, taking the dub again. Oof. So, what do you think? Final record, you got? What are you thinking for the Titans?
I got them 14-3.
Dang, you got some big hopes over there, bro. I got them going 12-5. They're going to win the division.
I got them the number one seed, getting the bye.
I don't know.
Just like they did last year. Except for they're going to get past that first round. that divisional round.
Oh yeah, I do. I do think that they'll get past the. You know, I think they may be in the wild card. Maybe. All right, they're gonna win that. They're gonna win one more, and I think that's where they're gonna end.
Yeah, I don't see them getting too far, but I bet they do something. They show up better than they did last year. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. Tannehill better hold on, or Malik Willis gonna slide in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he's got another year or something, year or two on his contract. But I mean,
He's got 2 years on his contract, but I think at least one more year they could probably make it work to get him out.
Yeah, I think they could trade him away. I mean, it doesn't matter. He came from the Dolphins anyway.
Yeah, I don't even remember him being on the Dolphins. So no, he must not I do. Done much there.
I do. I remember him being on the Dolphins. I just seen a video of Tyreek on the sidelines catching passes with one hand for the Dolphins.
Are you talking about when Tua was throwing as hard as he could and Tyreek had to jump back 5 yards?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, they got time to put it together. They got time to put it together. All right. So that has been the Tennessee Titans schedule prediction. You got anything else? You want to take us home?
Yeah, I'll take us home, boss. Right. So, guys, we're on TikTok now. I don't know if you've noticed, but you should get on there and follow us. We're posting fun stuff. I saved a bird today.
Yeah, he did.
He's crafting a lamppost at a house. I set it free. You know, we're all about freedom here.
Freedom.
You can follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Subscribe to us. Hit the notification bell. Give us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Absolutely.
Reviews get us out there, get more people to notice us, and get y'all more content. So that's the best way to help us.
Definitely.
If you want to email us, fourth4thinflex@gmail.com. With anything, you know, chat us up, shoot us a message, let us know how you like the pod. Let us know if there's anything that you would think we should do a podcast on. We'll think about it. We'll look into it.
Absolutely.
You know, tell us what your favorite thing is that we're doing. You know, if you really enjoy it or not. You know, if we're messing up somewhere, let us know. We're okay with a little criticism.
Absolutely. Bring it on. Don't forget to smash that like button for the YouTube algorithm. That would help us out tremendously. We're trying to get out there. You know what I mean? All right. Well, thank you guys again very much. And we will see you guys next time on Fourth and Flex Fantasy Podcast, baby.
Tighten up.
Oh. Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop the music. Did you subscribe yet?